Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As you can imagine, the hospitality industry is getting slammed amid this crisis. We're talking restaurants, bars, nightclubs. Live on the line with us is Andrew Ridgey, the executive director of NYC Hospitality Alliance. Thank you so much for being here. Give us the latest on how your industry is being impacted.
Well, it's absolutely devastating. Restaurants are the backbone of our community, as are our workers, and they are closing more and more every day, and they are laying off tens of thousands of employees. They need direct support because if we are going to survive as a city, our restaurants are going to be the backbone of that recovery.
Well, as we just heard on 1010 Winds, both the governor and the mayor do not like this stimulus package that is, we assume, is going to pass Congress. What do you think about it?
Listen, at least we're going to have some money going to businesses and going to the workers, but this is only going to be one phase. We need immediate relief and also relief in the midterm and long term. So just one injection is not going to do it. We are going to need more support so we can continue to support this recovery.
There's a movement now online called hashtag Great American Takeout, urging folks to order from their local restaurants. Certainly one way to help struggling businesses right now.
Yes, for restaurants that are offering takeout or delivery, that's really important. But I would urge everyone to call your restaurant direct. If you're in New York City, call the 212 number, the 718 number. Go directly to the restaurant's website and place your order. That way they won't pay the enormous fees that some companies like Grubhub and Seamless are charging these restaurants. We actually need to cap these fees at no more than 10%.
So
we want these small businesses to survive.
Is there price gouging by those services?
You know, in a good market, their rates were already so high. And under the current situation, these 15-30% fees are completely unsustainable. We need to cap fees no more than 10%, make sure we can get some money going to small businesses, keeping some people employed if we can do it in a safe way, and keep food going to New Yorkers. We're also vital to the food supply in New York.
So do you have any advice for restaurants that are doing the takeout on precautions they should take in terms of the virus for their delivery workers, et cetera?
You know, you should look online at the CDC, at the New York City Health Department, and look at some basic general guidelines. We want to make sure that everyone is protected. They have hand sanitizer. They're regularly, washing their hands. We're preparing the food in a safe way. So there are certain precautions that we should take, and these are of the utmost importance. But like I've been saying, if we want to ensure that we have public health and safety, we need to support these small businesses. Because if small business people aren't employed and our workers don't have jobs, it will only exacerbate the public health crisis. So these things go hand in hand.
What message do you have for folks who are now struggling in your industry? What do you say to them directly?
Listen, the New York City Hospitality Alliance and so many other folks are fighting around the clock to support everyone. This is an incredibly trying time for our industry. There will be a lot of devastation, but we will pull through this together. And although we're social distancing right now, humans, by nature, we want to be together. When we get through this, people want to go out, eat and drink, come to our venues, but we need to support people because they're in a tough time, and some people may not have the money to eat and drink. So we must all come together as a city, and we will persevere, but it's going to be tough.
Andrew Ridgey, Executive Director of New York City Hospitality Alliance, we look forward to following up with you in the coming weeks, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Stay safe.